Okay, with Emmeline, Totem is the short film played at the Experimental Dance Music Festival. This has experimental elements, it has dance elements, has music elements. So this is a perfect festival for this great 3-minute film. Totem, what is the meaning of the title, first of all? What is the meaning of Totem?
It was a bit inspired by Jumanji. Did I pronounce it right? Jumanji, the film with
Jumanji?
Jumanji, yeah. It was my at first it was me my inspiration, and I was looking for a title transmitting the whole crazy jungle ambient, and so I came up with the idea of a totem that is something symbolic and represents the strength of the woman of the first main character of the film. So it was perfect. It regroups the idea of the jungle and the strength and everything. So yeah.
So the film's 3 minutes long, and it's got three distinct parts to it. So the first minute of the film is about this girl or this woman having a bad morning. Right, like
Yeah,
she's their
yeah.
key in the lock. She steps on, looks like she steps on some poop. She's like late for late. Well, we've all experienced these mornings, right? When we're commuting somewhere, so we get it. And it's like she's not having the greatest morning. And then the second part is that on the subway, where it's a jungle and there's like a jungle kind of aspect, dance kind of move, choreography. And then the third part is her reaction to the concrete, the jungle kind of situation in on the subway, and her arc as a human, right? Where she's like she sees the humanity, she sees the positivity of life, even though she had a bad morning. So it's 3 minutes long, but you give us a pretty distinct beginning, middle, and end story. So congratulations.
Well, thanks. Actually, it's the totem also refers to the totem animal you can find when you're in the South American jungle. You know, there are tribes that believe that every human has an animal that is exactly the mirror of your soul, and so she finds it in that really crazy journey, and that's also she finds her inner animal, which is the monkey, and then when she gets out of the train, she meets this little girl, and she has a monkey pet, a monkey, how do you say, a fur animal. Yeah, so it's like transmission of the wild soul she has. So yeah.
Amazing. And you wrote the script too, right? So
Yes.
you like, when did you kind of come up with this idea for this film? Do you remember?
Well, there was that contest at first, which is the Nikon Film Festival in France. It happens every year, and so the theme of the year was the number 13, so I wanted to participate, and that's when the Jumanji universe comes in, because you know it's not the number 13, it's, I think it's a 6 or a 9 or an 8 they have to make on the dice to get out of from the game. And so I was thinking, well, what if this number, which is a curse number from in many culture, what if this number for once would be a gift, and instead of you getting out from a prison, it's your wild soul that is getting out for and freed itself from the prison of the society, kind of,
So you're saying that the number 13 is cursed by in some cultures.
Yeah, I don't know if in the States or in
It is.
England it's,
Well, it's funny because in the Jewish culture, it's a lucky number, right?
exactly. I know that. So, because I researched in a number, and so I was thinking, well, I prefer that interpretation of the number.
So in but a lot of places, especially a lot of the older buildings in North America, on apartment
Yeah,
buildings, they don't have a number 13. They basically go
exactly.
from 12 to 14. But technically, it's still the 14th floor is still
The 13th
13,
floor,
right?
yes,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah, I know.
This
It's
is
a bit.
it adds more confusion, right? So
Exactly,
basically,
yeah.
yeah.
It has no sense.
But you just can't skip a floor, right? It doesn't work that way. But
You
anyway.
can, no, not really.
But it is, yeah, it's definitely like in the kind of Western world, there is it's an
Yes.
unlucky number. So the 13 is an unlucky number. So
Yeah, so well, I wanted a change, and I was really inspired by the Jewish culture that's where it's a lucky number because, well, yeah.
yeah. As we're doing this a podcast on Passover as well. So basically, so
It's
yeah.
true, yeah. So yeah.
So
I love the meaning because my first very first fiction film was about also for a contest, and it was about a black Jew. There are
okay.
few, but they exist. And so he was traveling by car, and he stops at a gas station, and in the toilet there is that's Nazi people, a bad guy, and he finds himself confined in the toilets and risking his life, and he calls from all the victims
Yeah.
that are also Jews, and so they rise up to save him. So it's
Yeah.
really funny that, yeah.
All right, so I want to go
So
to your blog for a second. So you basically talk about you basically got into directing by accident, where you had to direct a medical training video and then you
yeah,
loved it.
exactly.
And then that's what got you, that's why we're talking now. That's kind of an amazing story where like you just nobody really directs by accident. I haven't heard that one before, but it's like
It was not really by accident because they offered me the job, and so I took it. But it was, it was kind of an opportunity that, well, that was a kind of an accident. It's true, yeah.
yeah.
And I really, really, really loved it. So I found my passion by accident. We can say that, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, this is a really well directed film. Like I said, I talked about the three act setup
Thanks.
let's talk about your main actor. Where did you find her?
I was looking for dancers at first because the character really needed to have something, a skill that
Yeah.
can convey the emotions and energy. And so I found her on Instagram, looking for dancers, and she happened to be wanted to be an actress too, and she had some training in that, so it was really a lucky find. So she was amazing. She's now training for action movies,
Yeah.
so she has a lot of skills, and she was pretty a nice person.
That's amazing.
I really loved working with her because she really understood the character, and she really had this animal thing inside of her. Because
Yeah.
when she at the in the first part when she acts, she really like a sweet girl, and we wouldn't expect her to be such wild and
Yeah.
crazy dancing like that. So yeah, she was amazing, and she's amazing.
Yeah, she has de definitely has screen presence. Well, she's in every scene, right? So she definitely carries the entire film. Okay, you also mentioned in the blog interview that public transportation filming is difficult, which one would assume it would be. But this is, did you kind of like, how did you get the location for the subway? How did you get that subway train?
Well, I knew the train because I took it because it was near my house, and so it
Yeah.
was one of my commute day. And so I asked the public transportation to have the authorization. I called them, I write to them, and in the end it was so difficult, and so a huge machinery to as to one bureau, then they send you to another one, and
Yeah.
so basically the lady told me, well, you could do it, and for we wouldn't mind. So I decided to do it, like in how do you say, with no authorization, like a guerrilla. Here we say guerrilla movie.
Yeah.
So we went there and we knew that they have cameras. So if we stay too long, they could come and say, "Well, you have to erase the film." So we only had two takes, one way and
Yeah.
the on and the, yeah and the and back. So it was really stressful, but we had rehearsed the whole thing in a parking lot, so pretending it was we had the seats and everything. So yeah, it was an experience.
Because one shot, right? So it's like a
Yeah,
one tracking shot. So
we took two in the end. We had two one-way shots, and that's it.
the cinematographer, did they shot on handheld? Did they have like a Steadicam kind of mount or?
What did she have? Yes, because she's a steady camera, but the camera re was really small. So did she what did she do? I think she had kind of a steady cam, not really a huge one. And
Like a
so
mount,
yeah.
yeah. Because it's really nice. It's a nice shot. It's a beautiful shot. Like I've watched it a few times,
Oh,
and
thank you. Thank you so much. Because
but it's really nice because she's got to stay in focus too. Like everybody's got to be there, and like it's got
And the
good
train
depth.
is moving, and we had the sun coming in and out. It was like
You did it.
really.
You did it. It's done,
I
right?
did it.
So,
I know.
yeah.
I'm so glad you liked it because I had it in mind, but I wasn't sure it was gonna work.
Yeah.
And the cinematographer was amazing because she kept the focus with the train moving and everything. She
Yeah.
did it great. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And okay, so tell me about the other the choreography. Did you kind of like how did you choreograph for the movie? You said you practice in a parking lot, but did like
Yes, I had the story kind of like
Yeah.
I knew she I wanted her to small sm quietly transform, and so I knew who would interact at which point,
Yeah.
but I created the movements with the actress with the dancer because she was really good at improv, so we decided a pattern, and she had quite a freedom around the main stops because we had the whole crew like 2 days before. I didn't know which how many dancers I was gonna have and which one were gonna come, and one canceled the day before. So we had decided the animals, which one wanted to do what, and so she knew that she had to dance with a panther and one with a snake, and she knew where were they gonna be, but she it was kind of a free dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. So yeah, really, really great. And then how many other dancers did you have? Like, was it five more other ones or?
Yeah, more. There was one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Wow.
We
And
were
then they all just went in,
that
you did the gorilla and you just went in for the shot and nobody knows the
yeah,
dancer.
exactly.
Because it
Yeah,
works so well because the train's moving too, right? Like it's
of
so
course,
effective.
yes.
Yeah.
We bought the tickets and we went in a train ride in the middle of the day. In
Yeah.
a we searched for a place where there were no passenger in it,
Yeah.
and so yeah, we did it like that.
That's amazing. And so, okay, so you must have been a little bit nervous that
Yeah.
the two shots got. What, by the way, what shake did you use? The first one or the second one? Do you remember?
I think it. There are some cuts. You didn't see it, but there are some cuts.
Yeah,
So
at the end, yeah.
yeah. So the main one was the first one,
Okay.
and the end of the second one.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you got home or whenever you watched it, assuming you watched it some like eventually later that day, were you ner how were you feeling when you saw the footage? Were you like you must have been nervous that because this is your film, right? If it doesn't work, then you don't have a film.
I know, yeah. Well, I knew because when you're on the set, you know if you have it or not. You can see
The monitor.
Yeah, the money. Well, I didn't have money there,
Yeah, that's what
so I
that's what I
had to
assumed.
trust the cinema. Yeah, I had to trust the cinematographer, but she told me that she had it, so I trust her. So I knew I had something. I didn't know what. And also, we shot some slow motion parts. What we shot in slow motion the whole thing, so we knew that if we wanted to slow down some of the parts, we could. And so I had to transform all the things to see to them to normal speed and decide which part we wanted. And the editing was a really huge part of getting it really how I imagined it. So the editor did a great job too.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And then, so tell me about the sound design. It's a really great sound design.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm so proud of it because I work with a friend of mine, which is who is a musician and also a sound designer. And I told him, "Well, I want a track, so can we build it together? Because I know I want some of jungle sounds, but I wanted to transform into a track where kind of music where the dancers could dance, really perform choreography." So we did it together, and it did an amazing work because it really is awesome.
It really
And so
is.
that, yeah, and we started building the music before anything else. So yeah.
Yeah, it's really great, 'cause you got to get that reality, right? That like you said, that animal reality, like in sync with the audience, when you use it, you really use the sound to your advantage, right? So
Yeah, and so we had it when I wanted recruited the dancers, so I could send the sound to them and say, "Well, that's the idea, that's the plan." And so, yeah. Well,
gotcha.
so yeah.
And then, so then you got a film. So this film, I think this film is fantastic. It's a no-brainer acceptance anywhere. So hopefully it serves you well.
Well, thank you. Let's hope so. I really hope that people can see it because the dancer is amazing, and she really deserves this choreography is really awesome, and also all the people who participated really deserve recognition, I think. So I really hope it's going to travel a bit.
And we sent the audience to you, the North American audience to you. What did you think they had to say about your film?
The video that I received. Oh, I loved it. It's really awesome to have people who see your work and understand it because, well, when you have your film, you don't really know if if the goal is reached, if people would understand it, you have, because it's kind of weird. So you don't really know if people would get what you wanted to say. So yeah, it was really amazing to have reactions.
It crosses the way you have it set up. It crosses cultures, and like you said, yeah, I think your film was shown in Brazil as well, North America. So yeah, it can show anywhere. It's got that. It has a perfect unity to it. So,
Well, let's hope so. Thank you.
do you know what you're going to do next? Do you have another film on the burner? Or?
I have some series and I have a short film also I would like to direct, but it depends on the fundings and the production team, so
Gotcha. And
we'll
you want to
see.
keep making movies, right?
Of course. Of course. I cannot leave without making movies.
Well, on that note, let's talk when you make your next film. And I wish you the ultimate best with this film. It's a really great film, like perfect sound design, nicely edited, nicely directed. It's got a great story, universal story to it. So, and it's got, like I said, it's got experimental elements, but there's a distinct beginning, middle, and end story to it. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your welcoming. You're welcome. And well, thank you for letting me speak about it. I was really happy to talk about it and to share with people my experience. So thank you so much.
All right, let's talk soon. Thank you
Yeah,
so
let's
much.
talk soon.
All right.
Thank you.